Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock.
Yeah.
Hunter. Yo.
Morning.
What's up, kid?
Oh, wake you up. 7:08. I don't have anything cheeky or clever to say, so should we just do your morning dump?
Nothing. You had a whole week to get something clever and cheeky.
I got nothing. I got nothing. Let's just do the morning dump. Let's just read stuff. There I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump.
Dad.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Great. We got a huge delay going on right now. This
awesome.
This is perfect. Awesome. We talked about how good this morning has gone so far, but now there's a massive delay. Damn it. All right. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Amazon is getting into the taxi business. They just unveiled something called Zooks, a self-driving robo-taxi. It doesn't look like a car, more like a futuristic carriage. The totally... Anyway, it's a vehicle. Doesn't even have a steering.
Autonomous?
Autonomous? Is that what it is? That doesn't sound right. Autonomo.
So stupid.
I shouldn't be allowed this thing. Anyway, it doesn't have a steering wheel. They're testing it in Vegas and San Francisco. It can do up to 75 miles an hour and has seats that face each other so you can watch unobstructed as terror fills your fellow passengers' eyes. That's right. Why do you look so scared right now? We're going off the cliff. So,
we were talking about this with somebody over the break, and they brought this up, and I'm like, dude, that's brilliant. Never thought of that, but why not? So the big problem with self-driving cars, I should say, is the transition from driving a car to not having to drive a car. You can't have both of them on the road at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just have a self-driving lane, kind of like a carpool lane.
Yeah.
All that lane is for self-driving cars. Boom, problem fixed. And then once everybody sees how fast that lane is going.
Yep.
You're going to be like, all right, I guess I need to get into that lane.
Yeah, so, and no issues. I can't wait for it. Like, I love driving, but I think about some of our long trips. If I know I can just hit a button, that thing gets me to where I'm going, forget about it. For instance,
this past weekend, we like, hey, let's go to the casino. It's one of my buddy's birthdays, so we're like, yeah, let's go to the casino.
Yeah.
All right, who's driving? So we had to figure out who's. Luckily, somebody was like, you know, I'm definitely not drinking tonight at all.
Yep.
I had it last night. And so the problem was fixed. But if we had self-driving cars, it wouldn't even be an issue. It wouldn't even be brought up. You know?
I think it's going to be the best of everything. And also, too, it'll keep those Illinois drivers from actually driving their vehicles. So it works out for me. It works out for me. If you can keep anybody from Illinois from actually touching a steering wheel, I am fine with that.
Keep Brock happy. Brock happy. Let's get to this, guys.
Blood pressure is going to go down too. Anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. Lastly, say goodbye to long pop songs or long songs in general. New research from Samsung shows that the attention span of music fans has gone from 12 seconds to 8 over the last 20 years, and it's causing artists to write shorter songs. So by 2030, people predict that pop songs will run no more than 2 minutes.
No, Paul, 2 minutes.
Two minutes, yeah.
That's like old school Green Day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get those minute 59. 50, dude, if it's over 2 minutes, we're not playing it. What do you think? We got all the time in the world?
I'm on board. I like it.
Yeah?
You know what? Who else needs to kind of get on board with this too? Movies and films. Dude, it doesn't need to be 3.5 hours long. I'm sorry.
We have gone through this phase where they've just had these cinematic epics that are, like, if you don't make a three-hour movie, it's not going to do well. I mean, how long was The Irishman? Like, 6 hours?
I won't watch it. I was just going to bring that up. Yep. As soon as you said that, I was going to bring that up. The Irishman, won't watch it because it's 3.5 hours long, guys.
It's like, I'm bored, man. You can't tell me that all 3.5 hours of that is needed. It's absolutely not. No, no way.
What are the other ones? Either the Godfather. What is that? Like 9 hours long?
Well, if you put them all together, that's your life. You can't actually watch the whole thing. Like, it's impossible.
Lord of the Rings. I'm just like, nah. Yeah, I can't those are all do long. It.
But see, what I like about a lot of those is that you can like, at least there's some action-packed stuff. you know, in there.
It's true.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But
I love Tool. I love Tool to death, dude. But you can shorten those 9-minute songs up a little bit.
11. Dude. What, a new album? There's 4 songs on the whole album? Come on.
That's because you can only fit 4 of them on a CD.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. You know, we'll go on a road trip in our self-driving car and we'll go through 8,000 songs in a 2-hour trip. So, how many songs did we listen to? Yeah. I got this new album. It's got 37 songs on there. Okay. All right, that sounds good. So there you go. We got self-driving cars and short pop songs. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.